I share this story with you rather reluctantly. It's a drasha given by Rabbi Bernard Berzon many, many years ago. Little Sammy goes to the doctor. The doctor gives him, quite some treatment for the disease that he had, measles at the time. And this is back in the 50s. And the bill that the doctor gives to the father is a little bit high. The father looks at the doctor and says, doc, don't you think it's a little bit rough? It's a lot of money you're charging. To which the doctor, replies, 12 visits, it's a lot of my time. To which the father responds, but doc, you're forgetting, how much business did Sammy give you? He's the one that started the epidemic in his classroom. Cute story, maybe a year ago, not quite as cute in the times that we're going through right now. But Bernard Berzon points out that the truth is that in that case, the doctor was doing something far different than what we want. We don't want the doctor to be dealing with things reactively, but we prefer that the doctor has the ability to deal with things proactively. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If we're able to stop it from before it happens, that is so much better than if we're dealing with it after the fact. And I think that is so evident in the world we live in right now, where we sit and say how much of our effort now is in prevention rather than healing. It's true, we're trying to stop it from happening. But the Torah actually, in the same pasuk we shared yesterday, has the exact same idea. When your brother is falling, you have to hold him with you. Prop him up. Says Rabbi Bernard Berzon, the Torah is telling us that chesed has two ways of doing it. You could be reactive. The whole class is suffering. So you go in and you deal with it. But wouldn't it be so much more efficient, so much more effective, so much more helpful if you catch it before it gets to that point? V'chazaktabo. As you see your friend slipping, as you see the troubles beginning to set in, that's when we have to change what's going on with them. That's when we have to help them. Perhaps that is the most challenging part of chesed. We catch all the things often when they become crisis mode. You hear a person lost their job. You hear a person, Nebuch, is sick. But are we sensitive along the way to see the pieces as they're beginning to fall off? It is very rare that the wheels fall off the bus in but a moment. Generally, it's something that happens gradually. The Torah is telling us, yes, you have to take care of your friend. But v'chazaktabo. You need to pick him up before he falls. And in order to do that, you have to be watching and you have to be so vigilant. That's what true chesed is. A true Baal chesed is the one that's watching and seeing and sensing every step and every trouble that a person feels along the way, not just waiting till he's stuck in the pit and trying to pull him out. We need to catch him, prop him up before he falls.